Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eggy, waggy, eggs and baggy.
Okay, DJ, hit it.
DJ, play the song.
Yeah, play the song.
Good. Good for you.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. It feels like Wednesday. It's my Wednesday. But you know how Wednesday, middle of the week, you're always tired.
Yep.
I'm feeling that tired feeling. And I can tell you why I'm feeling that or how I know. I already cried this morning.
Yeah, but it was a good reason to cry.
I know. It was a happy cry.
Tell the people why you cried.
So Kevin posted this video online at Y98.com. I have a Quartz Canine Clips. I also have the kitten video since now I'm a cat owner. I'm all animals. If you have a panda thing, I can be. We can figure out my name because I love watching panda videos. So this woman has a seeing eye dog, TM. And there are these special glasses that somebody gives her. So she's sitting there and they put these special glasses on and she has some kind of degenerative eye issue. Mm-hmm. And she can see her seeing eye dog for the first time.
Oh.
And she just cries and hugs. It's her best friend.
Yeah.
And she's just, it's not a long video. It's like a minute and a half.
But it gets you.
It does.
Oh.
And it's so cool.
It's so cool. And she's got a GoFundMe page now because she wants to buy some of these glasses. If you couldn't see, wouldn't you want some glasses?
She had to just be teased with them? They weren't like her glasses?
No, they're
just
like
try these on?
They're like $10,000.
Never seen ever before?
I think
she used to be able to see.
Okay.
But since she's had this dog, I think she's not been able to see. And it's her best friend. I mean, imagine. This dog helps her live her life.
Right.
It's going to be your best friend.
And that's at Y98.com?
Yes. And I mean, I'm telling you, animals, they get me all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about people. It's the animals.
I care about people.
You were
you hear that, everybody? I love people.
You were listening to John Tesh, you told me, on your way home from Iowa.
I'm a huge Tesh fan. I don't know if he's on in St. Louis or not. I was, I don't know, somewhere in Iowa.
Isn't he on KZK, our sister station?
They used to be? I thought they still run
still
him on Sundays.
Yeah,
I think he
might
is.
Still be.
I think I have a friend that listens to him.
Really?
What is it, Intelligence for Your Life?
Yes, yes, yes. And it was about how when you watch a movie, most people, you don't care that much when a character dies, but when a dog dies,
it's way worse.
It hits you hard.
I can't watch the end of a lot of movies when I know it's coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Marley and Me?
Marley and Me, I turned it off when...
Spoiler alert. Come on, guys.
Yep, don't have to watch that one now.
That's on my list.
Dog's Purpose, I started watching, and I just had to turn it. Because I knew eventually the dog was going to die.
Well, Tesh says basically, you know, that you just don't feel like a dog ever deserved it. You know what I mean? They're completely giving. And that with a person, it's more... We can tell it's more complicated. You see the good and the bad in people.
You
care less? And I wonder if you're desensitized to it in a movie.
I think you're
like
desensitized.
These characters die, but animals only die so often, so it hits you when they do.
Oh, and I'm always worried. You know, when there's a thriller and there's a dog. Like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes if I'm at home, I'll fast forward.
Really?
Because I don't want it. And you know, sometimes, like 50% of the time, the dog doesn't get it. But they always put that... Remember Single White Female?
Don't remind me. No.
You haven't seen Single White Female?
No, I know what it's about.
Bridget Fonda?
Yeah.
Jennifer Jason Leigh?
I know, and she tries to like take over her life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, is there a dog?
Bad.
There's a lot. You're right. A lot of those thrillers, that's kind of a first like, oh, this person might be crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't see
What's the one with Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg? Didn't a dog get it in that?
Did the dog get it in that?
I don't know.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg would have done it. Nicole Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it. It's a great movie,
Fear?
Though.
Fear. Yeah.
That's it. All right.
That was when it was like, oh, this is some rapping kid's going to try
he
this
was
movie.
Really
He
was good in it.
He was good.
He was
Wahlberg's got it, guys.
He was a good bad guy.
Good vibrations, too.
It's a great jam.
It is. It's a near perfect pop song. I don't know if you know that or not.
So... Tears have already been shed this morning. We have a lot of stuff to give away today. Two times that you can win tickets to see the Cardinals. Once for our kickoff to summer weekend for the Cardinals, you'll get tickets for their June 1st game against the Pirates. And then we'll play three in a row, you go. And I don't know what game that is for.
I think it's for actually the same game.
Oh, it is. Correct?
Oh, Friday?
Yeah, so two chances to win tickets for next Friday's game.
And this Tumblr, by the way, because I think Friday Tumblr for the first 30,000, it's incredible.
It's nice.
It looks sharp, too.
It looks expensive.
I've got the Yachty Tumblr that they're giving away. I got one already. Thank you to the Cardinals and everybody around here. And it's awesome. It's big, and it's stainless steel, and it's spectacular.
Kevin wants to know if it's as good as the Ozark Trail.
Yeah.
Is that
Ozark
it?
Trail? Mountain Ozark Trail? Mountain Trail. Ozark. That's, oh, man, it's been a while.
I don't have one of those.
I gave one to Lance for his wedding gift, so he'll know.
Oh, yeah. My wife uses it all the time.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the time.
In fact, yeah. I think Walmart got sued for
from the Yeti company.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the Walmart version of the Yeti. Much cheaper.
Yeah, I bet.
Much cheaper. My lid is faulty on mine. It pops off all the time. You don't want that to happen on your Ozark Mountain something. Okay, and who on the show? One listener loves it. She even wrote in to talk about her love for it. That'll be about 8:25 this morning.
Yes.
And, of course, 12K a day giveaway. We'll give you your first code word at 7:10. A chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day. All right, weather, mostly sunny today. We're getting up to almost 90. And then tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 88. Looks like Saturday through Monday, partly sunny each day with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. So not a big rain threat with highs around 90. And right now?
67 degrees.
Thank you. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Out in the Westplex, we had a stall a few minutes ago.
Courtney and company on another... I don't really want to say gorgeous day. It was a little hot, sweaty yesterday.
It's a lovely morning, though.
Great morning. Great morning. So get out and do everything you want to do this morning. Yesterday afternoon, I decided to take last day of school pictures at the end of school. I mean, obviously, I can't do it at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Did you do it at the sign?
Yeah, that was a huge mistake. Oh, so sweaty. And Nora has preschool graduation tonight at like 6 o'clock. So that's going to be,
one.
You know, 90 degrees.
That's a thing that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember my preschool graduation.
Really?
No, yeah. I remember kindergarten graduation.
Preschool, it started out just a little thing, but now the whole school does it where they all take their dad's long sleeve white shirts. They wear them backwards like a gown. And then
they have
little caps, and they're cute. They get up and say what they want to be when they grow up.
It's pretty cute.
That's awesome.
When Finn did it, he's like, when I grow up, I want to be a baseball player.
And he still does.
Still holding true.
Not a lot has changed. Luckily, not a dinosaur. He didn't want to be a dinosaur. Those are my favorites.
I know. Those are the best. 89.
What's wrong with wanting to be a dinosaur?
The high today. And right now, 68 downtown.
Right, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And that look at things is sponsored by your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Camilla on Y98, it's 6:10 with an action-packed show. We have two shots at Cardinals tickets for you, including one playing three in a row. You go. We also have three shots at $1,000 with your first code word in the 12K a day giveaway starting at 7:10 this morning. And those code words happening at 10 after the hour through Paul Cook's show this afternoon. And then we also have who on the show? And we actually had a rebuttal email that they like it.
Letter. Oh, we did?
No, I thought you said somebody said they love it.
No, she's being sarcastic.
Do you not know me yet?
I was excited. I thought someone heard that woman complain, and then they wrote in and said, no, I love it.
Nobody has rebutted.
Yeah, I know. If you like it, we'd like to hear from you.
Yes, we would. You can text us at 531-9890.
I'm a little worried that no one has spoken up yet and said, I love that segment.
You agree with the crazy woman, you can also text us.
Yes. And I think she might, we'll get into that later when we do who on the show. Okay. All right, I have a situation, and I want to know if you guys have ever dealt with this. I have a neighbor that there's something going on, and I want to find out what the deal is, but I don't know these neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if something...
You can't be nosy because you don't have an in?
I don't have a relationship with them. Here's the situation, and it's been keeping me up. So they got these two puppies.
Yeah.
I think like their daughter found them. They were they were homeless puppies, and their daughter rescued them. And then the daughter gave them to the parents, and she doesn't live around here.
Okay.
And they have a son too, but they have these dogs. The dogs love each other, and the dogs are outside all the time, like to the point where people had to complain, bring your dogs in the house.
Oh, cause they were yippy.
No, they were just out way too much. Why do you have dogs?
Okay.
Oh, you know,
for the dog's sake.
For the dog's sake.
Oh,
hot days, cold days, right. too much outside. But they would romp and play. Well, all of a sudden, there's one of them missing. And I'm very upset about it. Because I would have taken both of them.
Oh, so you're
thinking... You don't need any more animals.
I'm just saying they needed to be together. They're best friends. Mm.
They kept them together for too long is what you're saying.
Yes.
They should have been separated from an earlier age.
I'm just,
before they understood that they were puppy siblings for life.
Right. They're not in the same litter or anything, but
they're not?
I don't think so. They don't look anything alike, but they love each other. And I can't sleep at night. Like last night, it was running through my head. Where is that dog? And I don't know if I want to know the answer. Do I want to know the answer?
You go out and you find that dog.
What's an acceptable answer for you? You don't want to know.
It's visiting someone.
It took a vacation.
Yes.
It'll be back. How long has this been going on?
Just recently.
I don't think you want to know the answer.
Here's the other thing. You don't know those neighbors. So what does it matter if you go and knock on their door and ask them about it?
Yeah.
Can you just ask them next time they're outside?
They've been not coming outside because we are annoying animal lovers and they know it. We ask questions all the time.
Oh.
That's how we know about how they got the dogs.
Oh. Is there a mutual neighbor that might know a little bit more about what's going on that you can ask?
Nobody.
Nobody does.
Really?
Are you guys ever intrigued by neighbor stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. But who do you ask? You know, you don't want to.
Well, you ask around and then you don't get an answer.
Right.
Yeah. I'm afraid to talk about them, but I have a few neighbor situations currently I'm very curious about.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they know that you live there?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
They know that you're a big radio star?
Yes.
Okay.
Huge.
You're afraid to talk about them because if you do,
right,
there'll be repercussions.
They know where you live.
It's so many different, basically, so many different people coming and going from one unit.
Oh, yeah, drugs.
He said your name.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Might have missed it.
I didn't hear it through all the laughter. Uh-huh. Traffic is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance in North.
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Good news, show.
What?
Couple texts at 314-531-9898 that enjoy the segment. Who on the show?
Oh, good. Yeah. A couple. So there are two people like it.
I think it was three.
Were they as passionate as the woman who doesn't like it?
Like to sit down and write a letter and then mail it?
Mm-hmm.
No, because they were
just like, yeah, it's fine.
They're just texting.
Right.
Lance, what do you think about that segment?
I like it.
I do too.
I think it's interesting to see what other people's insights or lack thereof are into the show members.
And it's also provides different conversations and stories.
Yeah, it's conversation starter.
Yes. So there you go, lady. That's an 8:20.
Wow.
I'm saying it's a lady.
Yeah, and it's going to be extra good today.
Right.
Well, we hope. But Afton will be here at 8:25. I am a bad direction. I'm directionless, I call myself. Kevin, I know you're bad too.
I was going to say, you're bad.
No, I'm really bad. Like, if I take a way in somewhere where I'm following GPS, and I don't do the GPS on the way out, I could get lost.
You'll take a wrong turn.
Because I don't pay attention the GPS is guiding me.
Exactly.
Did I make a right or a left going in? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because you're just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, it's official. Men are better navigators than women.
Wow. Not on, aside, really? Let's take Lance out of the equation. Okay.
Yeah. I've called Lance many times. How do I get to Bevo Mill?
You drive down Graboid and you look for a big windmill.
I don't see it.
I know. Courtney was like, I don't see it. It's like, trust me, just stay on Graboid and keep looking and eventually you can't miss it.
But taking Lance out of the equation, these two, not great at directions either.
Not great.
No.
All right. Well, that's good news.
Pretty I feel bad. Like if we had girls versus boys direction challenge, I could steer us to victory.
Okay. Well, that was how they did the whole study.
Okay.
What they did was they had people navigate around town without any apps.
Okay.
And men are better than women because researchers found men are more willing to take shortcuts and improvise on the drive. Women will stick to their route. And because of that, men usually got to their destination faster.
Huh.
I hate those shortcut people because the shortcuts are not always shorter.
Right.
True. No. But sometimes I would rather move than be stopped in traffic. And yesterday is a good example. And also, when there's a good weather day at the zoo, people really only know one way to get to the zoo. And yesterday was a good example of people, either they only have one way they know to get to the ballpark, or they're just set in their ways and that's the way they're going to go. And, you know, the traffic was a mess yesterday on 6440 going to the
day
game.
Extra innings?
Yeah, extra inning. I'm talking about going to the game. You know, like 55 southbound, that exit was all stacked up because people, you know, it's like, well, if I don't exit here, where am I going to go? It's good to sometimes in your back pocket have a plan B as far as accessing a place.
I don't care about red lights. Sometimes I will take Forest Park Parkway all the way into downtown just because I like to move.
Right.
If 40 is a parking lot, I would rather take Forest Park Parkway. Do you know that that's a thing? Forest Park
Parkway? I've heard of it. You get to the hospitals that way, too.
Yes, you get to the hospitals that way.
Thank you.
I agree. Do you disagree with the moving thing?
No, I like to move.
Okay.
I like to move it.
I like to move it. She likes to
move it.
Good job, everybody.
Entertainment Schmidt coming up in just a minute. An old school kids show coming back, and the person rebooting it is strange. And we also have an update on Show Dogs, the movie. I know you lost sleep about the controversial scene that's actually being changed. We'll talk about it in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it. That's what I said when you were gone. St. Louis County Parks. Do it.
It's here, people. It's almost here. June 10th, mark it down on your calendar. 2 days before Courtney and Company Night at the ballpark, so you have no excuses. The Kanye Kardashian episode of Family Feud.
Name a reason you think Steve Harvey's a good kisser.
Lips.
I'm here to win, bro. I'm here to win.
It's Kanye.
Who is this next to you want to introduce?
Kim and the Kardashians, kicking off an all-new season of Celebrity Family Feud.
See how it is. Not today, Kim.
I got a feeling when this game over, it ain't going to be over.
Is it a Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Sunday, I am clueless on Sundays.
I told
stuff
you,
is on.
June 10th, mark it down on the calendar now.
My only fear is that they try to script it too much. They try to create moments. You know what I mean? I hope everyone just plays and they let it happen.
Yeah. It is funny to hear Kanye say Steve's lips.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm here to win.
I love when, like, you know, I like that side of people where they're like children again.
Yes.
They're fans of something.
Mm-hmm. I'm just watching for Kanye. ABC is adding a third hour of Good Morning America in the afternoon. And to do that, they're canceling The Chew, which I think upsets no one.
The Chew's not bad.
Who's on it? Name three people.
There's only three of them left.
The woman who looks like Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, her name's Carla.
Okay. Yes.
Carla, she was on Top Chef.
The guy, I can picture them all. The guy who's tall and he's very...
And his name is?
You know,
Clinton
I don't
Kelly.
Know.
Oh, that's right.
Not
it is Clinton Kelly?
Clinton.
Oh, Clinton Kelly, that sounds right. And then...
Not Mario Batali.
The guy.
Oh, I can do this one. I know this guy.
Yeah.
Bald guy.
Yeah.
He looks like,
His name is, he looks like Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Sort of.
He's
kinda, like this. He does
kind of
like
gruff.
He's from Cleveland.
He thinks he's funnier than he is.
Last name has a Y in it.
Yeah. But it's an unusual Y.
An unusual Y, yes.
Simon.
That's
Michael Simon.
Michael
Simon. Mr. Simon.
Yeah, I couldn't have gotten it.
He's an Iron Chef.
Anyway, I at least knew what they all looked like. It's not that bad.
All right,
Dr. Oz's daughter on the Chew?
She was, but you know what? She was missing in action from that show so much that they finally just, like, no one noticed most of the time or complained, so they just didn't bring her back. And then right after that was the Mario Batali stuff. So it went from five people to three people.
Who are you?
Right.
Who
you know,
are you?
I thought it was funny when Tim was upset that the Chew was going away, and he said it's not bad, but
I'm not upset. That show is just like cooking and acting silly for an hour. It's the goofiest
show.
But
you know, perfect combination. You know way too much about the Chew.
I love that about you.
I admit that. I know way too much about the Chew.
It's
awesome.
Tonight, a little carpool karaoke, and this made us laugh because someone did not know enough about this. It's who's on carpool karaoke tonight, Kevin? No. I want you to say it the way you said it this morning.
Adam Levine.
What did the police want?
Alexa, I want to pull you over so we can sing a song from it.
Oh, okay.
It's all staged.
And hilarity ensues.
Adam Levine, is he the guy in Moron 5?
Yep.
Okay,
stop. Okay. Bunch of stuff happened on Ellen. Okay, Mark Wahlberg went on the show yesterday and announced he's working on a Captain Kangaroo reboot.
Ooh,
now, when you think about Captain Kangaroo and what he looked like back in the day.
Say hey out of your mother.
Mr. Green Jeans.
What's up, we're going to bring it back. What's the problem?
Yeah, kids.
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
If you don't know what Captain Kangaroo looks like, Google it. And then think about Mark Wahlberg.
I like it. Again, a celebrity that has, like, there's this childish love of something.
Yes.
You want to be Captain Kangaroo? You want to pretend to be Captain Kangaroo? A lot of guys want to be Captain Kangaroo. Are you going to pretend or are you going to be him?
It's not the best.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Ashton Kutcher also appeared on Ellen yesterday.
This made me cry yesterday when I watched the clip.
For her birthday earlier this year, Portia de Rossi set up the Ellen DeGeneres Wildlife Fund. Ashton and his investment partner announced that they donated $4 million to the fund. Wow. This was not a birthday gift.
No.
Like, he could have done this for her birthday back in January, but instead he's like...
It was pretty awesome.
That's it. That is awesome.
You're always thinking about everyone else, and we wanted to show you that people are thinking about you.
Right?
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Apparently, she's spending her whole vacation, because she's off soon for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
In Africa.
Wow.
Mm.
Trying to save the gorillas, she said. Mm. She said if she didn't do that, that's all she would do.
Wow.
Wow. And we talked yesterday about that movie, For the Kids, Show Dogs. The producers are going to recut the movie to remove some scenes where a dog does not want to have his bits inspected. Mm. But they tell him just to, like, go along with it and find his happy place. They say that's really not sending the right message to kids when someone asks them to touch their private parts.
So they're deleting it?
Yeah, they're going to cut it out.
No pun intended.
Right.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840 and online at 198.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Let's start out in the Westplex in Lake.
Pink with So What on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. I got a text last night. I woke up to this text that I had received at about 2:30 in the morning.
Oh.
A number that wasn't in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's a Utah phone number. And the text says this. Hi, Chloe. Michael is history since yesterday. Why don't you bring Michael and his tall friend into Chipotle tonight? Smiley face. Vivian.
Wait. Read it again? I'm so confused. There are too many people, too many names in here.
I suspect there are two Michaels.
And who talks like that?
Vivian.
Vivian has a weird speech. Say it again.
Hi, Chloe.
Yeah.
Michael, it's history since yesterday. Why don't you bring Michael and his tall friend into Chipotle tonight? Smiley face.
Oh.
No.
Vivian.
Like they're going out after she finishes her shift at Chipotle.
I think it's my Michaels. I told him hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Done.
But the other
we're
Michael.
Done. But you, Chloe, you are seeing a Michael, and he's got that tall friend I've had my eye on. Why don't you bring him into Chipotle?
Yeah.
Where I assume Vivian is employed?
Yeah. So did you write back?
No, not yet. And I kind of want to come up with something good.
Yeah, so Vivian was like left waiting last night, and Chloe never showed up.
Well, this is at 2:30 in the morning, so I assume that
the weird thing to me is
Chipotle's not open at even out there. It's what, 12:30?
How do you send a mistake text
to someone who you're close enough
where you would have their name in your phone,
right?
And unless she's got your number in her phone,
it's a weird thing.
Okay, so let's come up with a response.
Because her name's Chloe, and that's not even near the T's.
My name is Chloe now, yeah.
Maybe it's a scam.
I don't think so. What's the objective here? To find a it just meet a tall sound, man?
Because don't,
she's close. She doesn't realize how close she is.
I lost a tall friend of mine to this scam that's been going on.
To engage you in some way and when you text back.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
Like, that's the scam portion of... There's no way you can send a mistake text.
It would be... I don't think so. Because if it was a scam, it would be something more enticing where I benefit. This is a very selfish text.
Yeah.
Vivian.
I would write, Vivian, this is Tim. I'm tall, but I live out of state. But I really want to know what happened with Michael.
Also, what do you do at Chipotle?
Right.
I wouldn't give your name,
at 2:30 in the morning.
Unless you do Tim with two M's. To throw her off your scent.
I have no idea. She'll be looking everywhere.
Totally fooled. Here's Halsey and your first code word in the 12K a day giveaway this morning. Less than 10 minutes away. Got a boy back. And baby, now we got red blood. Hey! 198 with Taylor Swift on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. All right. Little morning show mystery here. Tim got a text last night, middle of the night, and it just seemed really odd. So we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Why don't you read it again for people that didn't hear?
Sure. It's from a Utah number, and it says, Hi, Chloe. Michael is history since yesterday. Why don't you bring Michael and his tall friend in Chipotle tonight? Smiley face, Vivian.
All right, this is interesting, Tim. The plot thickens.
Okay.
This is Jessica. Jessica, tell Tim what you just told me.
So a couple of days ago, I got the exact same text. It was around 4:30 in the afternoon from Vivian about Chloe and Michael to meet at Chipotle. Literally exact same text.
What?
Seriously?
Did you text back, Jessica?
I did not.
So they're fishing for they're
something.
Trying to see if it's a real phone number.
Maybe.
But what, for why?
And what a strange text to see if it's a real phone number. I mean, that's two Michaels? That's just lazy writing.
Exactly. That's what I
was thinking. Makes it a little confusing, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay, one of us has to write back.
Well, yeah, but that's why they probably did two Michaels, because it's not too thought out.
But why Chloe and Vivian? It's just, I don't know.
It's weird.
Wow.
All right, are you going to write back?
No.
Let's not put her in danger.
Yeah. Right. Stranger danger.
Just going to need her to fill this one out.
All right. We have more calls coming in. So
I'm a tall guy. I could be the victim in this.
Right.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I mean, it's all for show purposes. So if we put you in danger, you know, interesting thing to talk about. I got an email from Chris. She said, I also received that text. It has to be a scam. As I said a minute ago, but for why?
I just Googled the thing and looked it up, and a lot of people have gotten that same text, but no one has gotten to the bottom of
why.
Why?
All right, well, Joanne is on the line. She got a weird text yesterday on her way to the baseball game. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so we're on our way to the game, and I get a text that says, hey, we're almost there. Well, I didn't think anything of it at first because we were going to be meeting another couple at the game. But it didn't have that person's, you know, their name, their caller ID or anything on the phone. So I thought, that's kind of, what a coincidence. So I go it off, get another text that says, we're here, we are parked in parking lot SP. And again, I thought, how strange. Then the next one that came through said, can we come on in? Now, below that, it says, do you want to report this as junk texting? And I clicked, yeah, because I thought...
Yeah, you had already met your friends.
Right.
It wasn't them.
It was not them.
And there's no FP parking lot that we know of. What's the end game here?
Right.
I don't know. It's scary. When they say your phone knows everything about you, because, you know, last week I was texting these people to say, hey, I got extra tickets for the game. You want to go? Blah, blah, blah.
That's creepy.
Did you ever respond?
Nobody's responding to
me. No, I did not respond. Because at work, we get a lot of weird emails, and they tell us, if in doubt, you know, get rid of it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Don't respond.
Timmy, you have to take one for the team.
That's right.
No, I don't.
I've had the same number since I got a cell phone, and I'm not willing to compromise
it. No, I get it.
But
stop asking other people to do it for you. It's kind of selfish.
Me?
They're doing this from inside his phone.
What?
It's time for your shot at $1,000. This hour's code word is easy. Text that word to 72881 before the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000.
Yes!
Or enter it at Entercom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.